This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Back in October, there were reports that some of the undocumented immigrant women in detention at the privately run Hutto facility northeast of Austin started what they called a hunger strike. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, which oversees the operation, has denied there was ever a hunger strike at all. Well, on this first day of December, where are we with this story? Joining us to talk about it is The Standard's Joy Diaz. Good to see you, Joy.
Hey, David.
You've reported on these immigrant detention centers for years now. What actually did or did not happen in October? Were there women actually on hunger strike, and why were they on strike, if so?
One of the things that's important to note is that as reporters, we can only report on what two of our sources tell us.
Right.
ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and two advocates who visit these facilities, because reporters do not have access to these facilities or to the women who are detained there.
Mm-hmm.
Advocates tell us as many as perhaps hundreds were on hunger strike. ICE tells us no, because in order for somebody to be considered to be in a hunger strike, mm-hmm. they have to forgo 9 consecutive meals.
So as a bureaucratic matter, that's the way they define a hunger strike.
Absolutely. What advocates are telling us is that some women are protesting their detention, and in order to do so, they are foregoing meals, and that is confirmed.
Okay. So if in fact people have been going without food, we're talking about a protest that began in October. What about their physical condition? Is there any... are they in any physical danger?
No. What happens is these protests are broken. Advocates told me yesterday that they are intermittent, that some women are forgoing meals. Some others have resumed taking their meals. Mm-hmm. ICE has also told us that they are moving women to other facilities. They don't say that it is to break up the fast, but they do say that this is a routine, that they move detainees constantly.
Which brings us to the larger question of just how effective these hunger strikes are. What evidence is there that, in fact, word's getting out? And if in fact, Immigration and Customs Enforcement says there is no such thing as the hunger strike in the first place, well, it would seem that that would undermine the very act of protest.
Absolutely. It's really difficult to measure the effectiveness of these protests. But what I can tell you is that last year, there was a similar situation at Carnes, that is about an hour southeast of San Antonio.
Uh-huh.
The detention center there had a similar situation where women were protesting their detention. But there was a difference. In that situation, advocates could say that that protest was effective because eventually all the women who were detained there were released. But that was a family detention facility. These women had their children with them. And a judge in California said that it was unconstitutional to hold these children. So that's a different situation. The situation here is very different because the detention center at Hutto also holds women who have committed crimes. So it's a different thing.
Is there any way of finding out ultimately just what condition these women are in? Or is the media completely shut out from any sort of contact with conditions inside the facility?
Well, what I can tell you is that for over a year, I have been requesting to get a tour of the facility, and I have not received access to it.
The Texas Standard's Joy Diaz has been covering this story for some time. Joy, thanks very much, and do keep us posted on what you learn.
Thank you, David. I will.